Hello, and welcome to the June 2009 edition of the podcast of the Audio Engineering Society Journal. I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. When you take a look at this month's AES journal, you'll find four research papers covering line source simulation, room impulse responses, digital crossovers, and augmented reality. There's a preview of the 37th International Conference, as well as articles on sound for games and fighter optics, and you can find out about the latest developments in audio standards. In their paper on methods and limitations of line source loudspeaker simulation, Stefan Feistel, Ambrose Thompson, and Wolfgang Anhert propose that a line source loudspeaker can be decomposed into a set of smaller sources, which can then be treated as point sources that contribute to the far field. They use complex directivity data in a computational model and compare the measured and predicted performance of different arrays. The approach is found to be useful and less computationally expensive than some others. Martin Kuster describes an approach to the creation and distribution of spatial information corresponding to a mono or stereo archival recording in a real space. He uses multi-channel room impulse responses generated from the time structure of one or two reference responses by employing an approximation to the geometric structure of a reference space. The early reflections are treated separately from the remaining scattered and diffused sound, the latter being modeled as scattered point sources. Kuster finds that estimates of room volume, source-to-receiver distance, and incident direction are possible. Henry Kerhola and Matti Karjalainen describe a perceptual study and an auditory analysis of digital crossover filters as used in loudspeakers. They begin by pointing out that the extensive research on the effects of analog crossover filters does not necessarily apply to digital filters. Because of this, they go on to study the perceptual artifacts of digital finite impulse response and Linkwitz-Riley filters, finding that the audibility of phase distortion for the latter can be predicted by group delay errors. FIR filters of high order, on the other hand, produce audible artifacts because of time smear created by extensive ringing. They conclude that Linkwitz-Riley filters of order 8 or less and FIR filters of about 600 can be safely used without problems. Augmented reality audio involves the mixing of virtual sounds with natural sounds, presented to the listener over headphones. In this paper on usability issues, Mika Tikander explains that for listeners to be comfortable being immersed in such a space, the sound of the environment should be unchanged by the system, especially for localizing cues that warn of potential danger. Subjects will only wear an ARA system for extended intervals if it does not disturb their normal functioning, and there needs to be some indication to others that normal dialogue is possible with the wearer even when they appear to be using headphones. These and other social issues need to be addressed before such systems become widely accepted. This month's standards news contains information about synchronization of digital audio equipment, digital audio measurements, interfacing, and file exchange. For those interested in avoiding copper wire for the transfer of audio, Ronald Ajemian's detailed tutorial, Audio Rides the Light of Fiber Optics, should prove to be a useful primer. Staff technical writer Francis Rumsey relates recent research on sound and music for games in his article Prokofiev to Pac-Man to Guitar Hero. Although games have many things in common with films, they differ in the essential fact that they are more or less unpredictable. This means that the sounds and music accompanying games cannot be entirely fixed and need to be allowed to change or evolve according to the current game state. Authors of papers from the 35th International Conference, held recently in London, tackled this problem in a variety of interesting ways. Anyone interested in Class D audio amplification should be signing up for the 37th International Conference, which is held in Denmark from August 28th to the 30th of this year. Find out more about this important event, chaired by Jan Pedersen, in the conference preview in this month's Journal of the Audio Engineering Society. As always, we warmly welcome new members. If you're interested in becoming a member of the Audio Engineering Society, please visit aes.org/join. Thank you for listening. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska.